Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is a great one. It's titled, Why We Suffer from Pain. So in The Mindfulness Solution by Ronald Siegel, PsyD, he presents a conceptual equation for suffering. He actually said it came from a patient of his that was an MIT student. In any case, here is the equation for suffering. It is suffering equals pain times resistance. So suffering equals pain times resistance. This is obviously symbolic, right? It's not a real life equation. You can't put in numbers, but this symbolic relationship means that for any given amount of pain we might have, if our resistance is zero, we won't suffer, right? If our resistance is really high, we'll suffer a lot. So let's say you have a minimal amount of pain, but a lot of resistance to that pain, that will be a lot more suffering. Or you could have a really large amount of pain, but very little resistance, that would mean less suffering, right? So of course, right, if you're a normal human like I am, it's impossible to get that to zero, that resistance. We'll always have a little bit of resistance to any pain we're experiencing, but this is an excellent reminder that much of our suffering comes from resisting the pain, not the pain itself. So this is your reminder when you start feeling a little pain of any kind, right? Mental, emotional, physical, to let that be a reminder to try to let go of it, to have less suffering. And with that, we will move on to thought number two. It is another good one. This one is titled, Give Your Practice an Energetic Charge. So here is a little passage by Rick Rubin discussing having an intention for your art. So here it is, quote, "It is not an exercise of thought, a goal to be set, or a means of commodification. It is a truth that lives inside of you. Through your living it, that truth becomes embedded in the work. If the work doesn't represent who you are and what you're living, how can it hold an energetic charge?" End quote. I love that so much. And similarly, right, this is why having an overarching intention for your contemplative practice or practices, your breathing, your yoga, your meditation, whatever it is, right, your walking, that's why having that intention is so powerful. It allows the practice to represent who you are and what you're living, which gives it a huge energetic charge in your life, right? So when you sit down and you're embodying who you want to be in the world, right, with whether it's slow breathing or meditation, or maybe you do loving kindness meditation because you want to cultivate more compassion, or, you know, all these different things, you can use it as a way to, you know, embody that truth that is living inside of you, giving your practice a huge energetic charge. I love that. All right, let's move on to thought number three, the power of humming. This is a great one. Here it is, quote, "Humming induces brainwave entrainment, and since the sound of a hum is long and sustained, it has a calming effect on the brain. It also helps us naturally extend our exhalation without making much of an effort to do so. Humming is also a spontaneous sound of joy, like after we've eaten a delicious tasting food. We hum in agreement with people or things we read, and children naturally hum when they are happy. Humming is both good for you, and we vocalize a hum when we experience good things." End quote. That was Eddie Stern, Healing Through Breathing. And that's a long passage, right? And it's so good. And it's just another great reminder to hum a little bit more this week. So do that, hum your favorite song, hum more, you know, structurally, whatever you want to do to get a little bit more humming in this week. And with that, we will move on to the fourth and final thought. It is titled, Why I Love Mindful Breathing So Much. So here is why I think adding mindfulness to slow breathing, which we could call mindful slow breathing, is just one of the best practices. So it's kind of hard because with the way the email's written, you got to click the links to see it. But basically, slow breathing alters our brain function to support mindfulness. So it improves our working memory, basically our executive function, which is helps us to, you know, remember what we're doing or be mindful. Then at the same time, mindfulness alters our biochemistry to enhance slow breathing, basically to make you not overbreathe as much while you're so slow breathing. So they're basically made for each other, right? So when you combine them, they give you two of the most validated mind-body exercises in one simple practice. So give it a try, see how you feel. You can just play a tone, you know, that brings your slow breathing down. And as you're breathing in, you can think, I'm breathing in. And as you're breathing out, you can say, I'm breathing out. And then when your mind wanders from that, you go, oh, well, come back, breathing in, breathing out. It's that simple, right? There's lots of ways, but that's one simple one. And that's it. All right. So with that, let's move on to the one quote for this week. It's a great one. Here it is, quote, the greatest of all miracles is to be alive. And when you breathe in, you touch that miracle. Therefore, your breathing can be a celebration of life, end quote. And that is Thich Nhat Hanh. And that is a great quote. All right. And then finally, the one answer for this week, the category is blood pressure. And the answer is the systolic pressure of this system is about 18 to 25 millimeters of mercury, about 1/5 or less of the body's blood pressure. What is the pulmonary circulation? So the pressure in the pulmonary circulation is about 1/5 or even less of the body's blood pressure. So interesting, right? And you can get pulmonary hypertension and all these different things. It's really quite fascinating. Anyways, that is it for this week. A quick recap. So why we suffer from pain, right? Pain, suffering equals pain times resistance. Try to reduce that resistance and that will reduce our suffering no matter how much pain we're actually experiencing, right? Remember to let your practice represent who you are. Give it an overarching intention for why you're doing it that lives within you, right? And then that will give it a huge energetic charge. Remember to hum a little bit. Eddie gave us that fantastic passage about how good humming is. Great, just such a good passage and great reminder to hum some. And remember that mindful, slow breathing gives us the best of both worlds. Slow breathing supports mindfulness. Mindfulness supports slow breathing. So do that. And remember, the greatest miracle is to be alive. Therefore, breathing can be a celebration of life. Thank you, Thich Nhat Hanh. And just thank you for listening. Oh, the Breath Learning Center is back open. So if you are a breath coach or just someone who's really obsessed with all this breathing stuff and you want basically a tool to help you, you know, facilitate your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being and give you sort of like, it's like a path toward health, happiness, and wholeness, and really personal flourishing, just providing you with all the tools, you decide what to do with them. There's a lot in there now. I put all of my breathing workshops, so an insane amount of cool stuff like breathing for better brain health, how to get started with breath work, the philosophy of breath, plus I have guided practices now on top of all the other stuff. It's a lot for only $20 a month, so go get it if you're interested. There's also a pay what you can option for those of you who cannot afford it financially. I just want to do this stuff and help people, so go get it. Go check it out. Lots of good wisdom. All right. Thank you as always for listening. I'll shut up now and I will see you next week.